Okay, today's daf is Nazir, daf Chav Gimel. Nazir Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Today is a Gadic, unique daf here in Maseches Nazir, and we'll try to cover as much as we can in the time allotted. Says the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shenadra B'Nazir. V'haisa, a woman makes a nether, she's a Nazira. V'haisa Shosa B'Yayin Matam El-Mesim. And she is drinking wine or being Matam El-Mesim. She did it B'Mezit. As we saw on yesterday's daf, the Okimta is that this is the first line of the Mishnah is an obvious line. It's not teaching us a Chiddush. Somebody's being violating it. Sir Ha'rezes, Tufekas, says Arbaim, she gets Malkus, right? She's violating it. It's a Daraisa each time that she partakes. Hefer labayla, v'hi lo yada shehefer labayla. What if their ba was made for the nether and she didn't realize, she didn't know? The ba does not have to be made for it, b'faneha. Right? Whenever the husband hears about it, he can be made for it. V'aisa shosa b'yayin b'tamei l'meisim. And she drank wine, it was b'tamei l'meisim, not knowing. She did it b'mezid, not knowing that she really wasn't doing anything wrong. So, ein safek asas arbaim. So then, she does not get malchus because Lamaisa, she wasn't doing an Avera. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emeno Safek, Azazor Abon, Tispok Malkus Mardus. Fine, she does not get full Malkus Daraisa, but she still will get Malkus Mardus. Right, as we mentioned yesterday, the discussion of how do you look at Malkus Mardus, rabbinic lashes, how many lashes is it? Is it patterned after the Dinda Araisa of 39 or not? Just look back, because Tosfos on this Mishnah is printed at the beginning of the parak, back on Chafim Abeis, Tosfos in Dibur Maskel Rabbi Yehuda discusses how many Malkus she's going to get here. In Dibur Maskel Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tosfos says, Midurabanan, Shenizkavna Liyisura B'mezid, Uperek Basra D'Malkus, Malkus Arbaim Minat Torah, Avol Malkus Mardas B'li Minyan. Rabbinic lashes, says Tosfos, back on Chafim Abeis, there is no amount. No amount, and ironically, it could be even more than 40. Elamak and Achatesi Nafsho, oh, Achamakabal Olav. Right, as far as you can. But then Tosfos notes that the Lashon of Achatesi Nafsho doesn't really fit here. Because when do you go? Until she says what? Until she says, I'm sorry. She did the Aveira already. Usually, where do we have the principle of Malkus Mardus, where somebody refuses to do a mitzvah? So Beis Din hits them, right, by the case of Makanas Ashi Marotzani, by the case of Gerushin, by the case of bringing a karbon, whatever the case is. So then, there is a limit, once they say, yes, I'll do the mitzvah. Here, it is as an onesh. So that's why Tosfos quotes, Misafka l'Rebbe, Tahacha d'loka al she'avra. Here, she's getting Malkus because she violated. The Shema Dafka Membesulo. Maybe this should be parallel to the Malkus Daraisa. The Dafka Kishain Rotza Lakayim Osa HaMitzvah. Makin Oso B'li Mispar. Dafka, where she doesn't want to do a mitzvah, then you keep going until they say yes. Aval Hacha Shekfar Avra. Lama Chilka Yoser. Tilka Yosemi Daraisa. Imlo Hafer. So it shouldn't be more than the Din Daraisa if it's the same type of rabbinic lashes. So, again, it might be ironic in a sense because there's only Drabbanan and there might be more, but because there's a different purpose. Right? Malkus Daraisa is as an Onesh. Malkus Drabbanan is as usually preemptive, trying to get them to do something, so that's why it could be more in certain cases. Okay. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan. Isha hafeiram v'Hashem yislach la. Her husband is made for her vow, v'Hashem yislach la, and Hashem gives her forgiveness. Says the Gemara, what is this case talking about? As the Bach, Ma'akos Medaber, what are we talking about here? Where the husband is made for, the husband gets rid of the neder, and she still requires kapara. But what do you mean? If she doesn't require kapara, if there's no more neder. Be'isha shehefer laba lavihilo yada akos medaber. Exactly the case of our Mishnah. She doesn't realize that her husband was made for the neder, and she violates. She thinks she's doing something wrong, even though at root, she's not. Shehi tzricha kapara v'slicha. She still needs kapara v'slicha because she thinks she's doing an avera. Before we even continue, the Rush here notes why is it that we quote this pasuk, Yishafer v'yashem yistachla. If you look in the beginning of Parshas Matos, there are a couple of psukim before this that also relate and basically say the same thing. Look at the Rush, you're right on the side. Tema. Amai shavaktana trei kroi kamai v'Hashem yislachla ki heini aviosa. There are earlier psukim that talk about the Hashem yislachla. So why dafka here do we say Hashem yislachla, you need the kapara? Says the Rush, v'ikala meimar, da ha kra adifale. Remember, there are three sections of that discussion in Parshas Matos. First is an arusa, then is a first is a pnuya, unmarried at all, then an arusa, then a nesua. Says the Rosh, the chiddush is that here we're talking about a nesua. So one might have thought, a married woman, she knows her husband loves her. She knows that once her husband hears about this, he's going to get rid of it. So you might think in that case, deep down she knows she's not really doing anything wrong, and therefore she doesn't need kapara. Kamash malan, she does. That's why we quote this last pasuk, says the Rosh, La asuye mishum de ishto kigufo damya. Ishto is kigufo. Viksas borur la. Interesting lashon. Ksas barla. It's a little clear to her. Shehefer lo b'yom shamo, that he'll be made for it. V'afilo achi tzora kapara. My husband will take care of it. Like she's doing something risky, but my husband will take care of it. So says the Rosh, that's the chiddush of this last pasuk of ishto kagufo. Interesting uses of ishto kagufo. Usually ishto kagufo is in the legal sense, right? I can't testify against my wife or other. Usually ishto kagufo we have by edus. But we don't have it always by other applications. But you do find it. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilcha Shabbos discusses why do women do most of the preparations for Shabbos. So one might say that it shouldn't be that way. Right? The husband should. The language of the Shulchan Aruch, we like to point out, in Hilcha Shabbos is Yishtadel L'sader Shulchano. So Lashon Zachar, right? A person should make sure the table is set before Shabbos, before Yantif. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ishtok Agufo, and therefore the husband gets a little credit. It's not Lomaisa going to work so well to make sure everything's done, but that's one interesting application. Anyway, so back to the pasuk. So the Gemara says that even if a woman is not doing anything wrong, Lomaisa, she needs kapara. And here's the amazing line. When Rabbi Akiva used to read this line, this pasuk used to cry. So there are some emotional psukim in the Torah. This one was not one of them, probably in our book. Maybe we'll cry by Yosef and Yehuda. Maybe we'll cry by other cases, by the Chet HaEgel. But by the pasuk of Isha HaFer Vashem Yisbach La, not one of the more emotional psukim. Rabbi Akiva used to read this pasuk and he used to cry. That's already the Musar. Uma, says Rabbi Akiva. Ma mishin is kavin lasos biyado basar chazir. If somebody has kavanah to do an avera, to eat pig, va'ala biyado basar tleh, and ended up they ate kosher meat, they ate sheep, ton kapar v'slicha, our pasuk tells us that even if the woman didn't do an avera, she just thought she was doing an avera, you need kapar v'slicha for that. Hamiskavin la'alos biyado basar chazir. Follow biyado basar chazir. Alachas kama v'kama. So surely, if I think I'm doing an aveira and I actually did an aveira, I need kapara v'slicha. Rabbi Kivi used to read this pasuk and he used to start shaking. Because even if you didn't even do an aveira, you need kapara v'slicha. Right? Related the first connection to the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about kapara and slicha. The Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel here, quotes. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir about 5 years ago. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, why Dafka did Rabbi Akiva cry? Out of all the Tanaim, Rabbi Akiva is known as the optimist, he's known as always positive energy. Why Dafka did he cry when he learned this Chazal of, if I think I'm doing an Aveira and I really didn't, I still need Kapara. Surely if I did an Aveira, why Dafka Rabbi Akiva? Says the Gilyoni Ashas, to come to the Daf just for this Gilyoni Ashas, Dayenu. But we'll try to be Mosif. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Madu Adav Rabbi Akiva Yebocha Bazeh, the Kasav, the Mevuar Bezor HaKadosh, Uba HaArizal, is Mevuar in Kabbalistic sources. Da Asara Haruge Malchus HaYagilgul Yud Shvatim, Shemacharas Yosef. There's a connection between the 10 martyrs, Asara Haruge Malchus, and the 10 Shvatim. Right, we even know the story of the king going and saying, well, what's the halacha, rabbis? If somebody does kidnapping, oh, Chayamisa, well, you kidnap your brother. And, you know, you, meaning thousands of years ago, nobody ever punished, never got punished for it. And that was part of the Asar Haruge Malchus. The 10 Shvatim that sold Yosef, and the Asar Haruge Malchus. The Yosef Amar Lohem, what did Yosef tell the brothers when they came down to Mitzrayim after the whole story? Yosef says, don't worry about it. You thought you were doing something wrong. But it was all part of the divine plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. So it's kind of like our case. It's kind of like, niskavein lechol basar chazir, The brothers thought they were doing an Avera, and really, it was all part of the divine plan. Elokim chashav aletova. Hashem had good kavanas. V'im kein. Cheta mechira. Havikineskav in lebasar chazav ala biyadabasar tleh. So that's Rabbi Akiva used to cry. Because this is like the Mechiras Yosef. Rabbi Akiva was one of the Zarei Ruge Malchus. That's why Dafka, probably the most famous one, skin combed out. Verbi Akiva Mavuar, and he also adds, it's Mavuar, it's explained in Kabbalistic sources, Verbi Akiva is a Gilgal of, whatever that means, connected, his neshama is connected to Shimon. Shimon, who took part, a major player in the sale, and Verbi Akiva, who was so tortured. He quotes this from the Sefer Beis Shmuel Achron in the name of the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh. That's a Rabbi Yosef Engel, why Dafka Rabbi Akiva cried, Asara Ruge Malchus, and the ten brothers, and Dafka Rabbi Akiva connected to Shevet Shimon. So he used to cry. One other Ha'ara, and that's from the Chidah. Ask the Chidah, don't we usually say, the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, that Machshava Ra'a, think about doing an Aveira, we don't get to do it, Hashem doesn't punish us for that. Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Betzarei Flamaisa. If we want to do a mitzvah and we don't end up doing the mitzvah, Hashem gives us the credit. He'll give us the credit for the mitzvah. But when it comes to an Aveira, except for Avodah Zarah, so Hashem doesn't give us the credit that we did the Aveira. So all of a sudden, why here? Why does she need Kapara? Machshava Ra answers the Chidah here in the Pesach Enayim, says the Chidah, because here she did an action. It's not like somebody wanted to do an Aveira, didn't get to do it. Here she did an action. Inherently, it wasn't an Aveira, but she still did a Maisa. So that physical Maisa could still be Mitzuref to the Machshava Ra'a, enough that one needs Kapara. What does the Gemara say in Kedusha? They don't need Kapara, that's only if it's purely a Machshava. Purely a Machshava. Yes, there is the line in Chazal, Hirhure Aveira, Kashin Me Aveira. That's in a different sense. That's what, because we're using our mind, which makes us different than the animals, and we're using that in an animalistic way. But the Chidah says, here you're not going to apply the principle of Machshava Ra, Eina Mitzar Fala Maisa, because there was a physical Maisa. Weiter. Let's continue. Number two. Kayotzi Bedavar. Similarly, we have another pasuk. Atomer, what does the pasuk say in the end of Parshas Vayikra? V'lo yada va'ashem v'nasav ono. A person does not know va'ashem, and he literally carries his sin. What's the context? This is the context of Asham Talui. We know there are five Ashamos. Mishnah Nezel Makoman, that hopefully we try to say. If we want to start anything new, any Kabbalah, we should start saying Karbanos. Nezel Makoman, so we know the five Ashamos, Asham Gezelos, Asham Ilos, Asham Shivcha Harufa, Asham Nazar, Asham Mesora, really six, Asham Talui. Asham Talui, when do we bring an Asham Talui? Whenever I am not sure if I did an Avera, that if I knew for sure I would bring a Chatas, if I don't know, I bring an Asham Talui. If I ever find out that I did it for sure, then I have to bring a Chatas. But I do the Asham Talui to protect me in the interim, the Gemara says. So that's by Asham Talui. So now the Gemara says, Uma Mishnes Kavin La'alos B'yado Basar Tleh V'ala B'yado Basar Chazir. You have to bring this carbon, Asham Talui, even if maybe you didn't do the Avera. If I had Kavana to eat Basar Tleh. Right, I had Kavana, I didn't have Kavana to do an Avera. I want to do something, eat something kosher. V'ala B'yado Basar Chazir, but I maybe ate something not kosher. Kigon Chaticha Safik Shel Shuman Safik Shel Chelev. You have a piece of meat which is maybe kosher. Maybe not kosher, Amar Krav and Asav, oh no. Yet in that case, I still need Kapara, where I didn't even have Kavana to do the Avera. And I might not have even done the Avera. Still I need Kapara by bringing Nashim Talui. Mishin is Kavin La'alos B'yado Basar Chazir. Yalla B'yado Basar Chazir, Alachas Kama V'kama. So if I have Kavana to do an Avera, and I didn't Avera, surely, I have to be nervous because of what I did. Similar discussion. We'll see what the difference is between number two and number three. Let's read that and then we'll mention the comment. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Velo Yadava Hashem, Benasav Ono. Same pasuk by Asham Tali. Uma mishen is kavin la'alos biyado basar tle va'ala biyado basar chazir. If somebody has kavana to eat something kosher and end up being to eat not, something not kosher, kagon shtei chatichos achashal chelav achashal shuman, where there are two pieces of meat. One is kosher, one is not kosher. V'nasa avono, and he still has to have kapara. Hamiskavin la'alos biyado basar chazir va'ala biyado basar chazir. Alachas kama v'kama. So surely, if I had kavanah to do the Aveira and I did the Aveira, I surely require kapara. What's the difference between 2 and 3? How many pieces of meat? Number 2, there's one piece of meat, safik chelev, safik shuman. Second case is where there are two pieces of meat. Right, that's the difference, what's called in Maseches Krisus, ikva isura. If I have two pieces of meat, one of them is for sure not kosher, and I ate one of them, that's different. There are some Tanoim that say, I'm only chayav and Hashem talui if what's called ikva isura, where the isur is there, and I'm not sure what I did. But in the first case, you might not be chayav and Hashem talui, if it might not be an avera there at all. Safek chelev, safek shumat. Those are the two cases. And last line, v'yaldover ze yidvu hadavuyim. And about these issues, about these worries, those who are nervous, right, yidva devuyim, dvai haser, right, we say it by Sheva Brachas, dvai, the nervousness and the woe, haser, remove. So yidvu kala devuyim. Tosfos says, unusual Tosfos, yidvu, says Tosfos, is Rashi Tevos. Tosfos al dover zeh. Yidvu, says Tosfos, Rashi Tevos, yada va'ashem v'nasa. Says Tosfos, it's a Rashi Tevos. Hakasim v'daber v'ashem tali. So, Yashem tali means you're a little nervous. Second connection that we have, in Yana Diyoma, what does the Shulchan Aruch say that we have to be focused on during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Number one, we have to be focused, the Minog is fine, Pas Yisrael, but we have to be even more careful about Safek Averis than we have about Vadi Averis. Vadi Averis, okay, I do Tshuva for, but the Safek Averis are the ones that we could defend ourselves and rationalize. I didn't really do it, not so bad. The Asham Taluis that we're obligated for are more chamer, and that's what we even have to focus on during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, why do we always use pig as the classic case of an Aveira? Right? What does it say here? Right? If you had kavana, why didn't it just say, if you have kavana to wear shatnez, and you ended up not wearing shatnez, you thought it was wool, and it was really cotton. Why is dafka pig the Aveira that's symbolic? Says the Ben Yehoyada. Classic. Lama nakara dimyon shel ha'avon bebasar chazir. Why is that the one? V'nirali v'siyata d'shmaya, as he always starts. Ki ha'chazir maritz lafayim shutar. Remember, chazir is the only animal in the universe. That's one of the divine rayas. The rayas of the divine authorship of the Torah. Pig is the only animal in the universe that has split hooves and does not chew its cud. The Torah says it. The Torah says, they give the example of the pig. It's the only one. So what is the pig the siman of? It sticks out its hooves and says, look, I'm kosher. Look at me, I'm kosher. But really underneath, it's not kosher. That's the symbol of the pig. U'be'emes u'tameh, machma simen tumah sheini sheyishbo. V'lakach nakra dimyon shal avon bebasar chazer. That's what's going on here. Why? Because that's the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah tries to say, oh, what's the matter? This isn't an aveira. It's like the pig. It's like on the outside, it looks okay. It looks kosher. Ki ayetzahara darko kishamach shel ha'adam ba'aveira marilo tchilat stadim shel heter demarilo sheinu osavon b'kach. You're not doing anything wrong. Number one, that's why it's the symbol. Because most of the time when we do an aveira, we try to rationalize and say it's not an aveira. And afterwards, we realize, okay, we were just not being honest with ourselves. Most of the time, we're not violating b'mezid. We're not that type of people. Number one, the od nami, and also minhago shel ha'adam ha'over aveira v'shana ba nasas lo keheter. After we do it once or twice, then it becomes mutter to us, as the Gemara says. V'lachin dima aveir lebasar chazir. That's another reason why. Sha'chazir mara atzmo keheter demara tzlaf of lomar shehu tahar. Number one. Why is it the symbol? It's the symbol of all aveiras, because it tries to say that I'm not doing anything wrong. And then he says, v'o nirali b'siyata d'shmaya. Another idea which has come up in other contexts, but it's an amazing idea based on certain more Kabbalistic sources. And it's a little bit in the Nigla too. Dimavon lechazir, d'amru chazal, lama nikmashmo chazir. Why is a chazir called a chazir? Why is pig called chazir? Asid lachzor. In the future, it is going to come back. There are certain sources that say when Mashiach comes, the pig The symbol of the most treif thing is going to become kosher. That's what the certain sources say. And that's why it's called chazir, because asid lachzor. Ta'achar gemara tikun ye nitar v'nita lagamre. V'chein ha'avon. So too sins, asid lachzor, because you do tshuva. Every Aveira is in it. Why is the symbol of the chazir just like the pig is going to come back? So too Aveiras can be brought back through tshuva me'ava. It's going to be made into mitzvahs. Ayde tshuva me'ava ye'avonos zechuyos v'yisabe koach ha'mesave mina'ayin mituma le'tara. And then he just adds, while I'm on the topic of a pig, asidin lachzor, let me just mention, isn't there a rule in minyan ha'mitzvos that a mitzvah has to be eternal? If a mitzvah is not eternal, that it's not called a mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Bnei Yisrael not leaving their house the night of Makas Bechoras, that's not counted as one of the 613. That was a temporary mitzvah. The Isser of you're not allowed to marry outside your Shevet, that's not counted as one of the 613. That's not eternal. So, what do you mean? If pig is going to become kosher, so why should we count pig as one of the 613? It's not eternal. Explains the Ben Yoyada. It's not that pig is going to become kosher. It's just that there are going to be new pigs. Hashem is going to make it that the new pigs born will have both simanim, chew their cud, and have split hooves. Shiyu kol ha-chazir ma-noladim na-chazirim, noladim b'shmei simani tahara. Shiyu parso seyan sedukos, umalim geira. V'yachar shiyivodu elu. So it's just that the situation of the mitzvah is not going to be there. But the mitzvah is not going to change. Just like today. We can't bring karbanos today. We don't have a mizbeach. But the mitzvah still is there. There's still a chiyuv. We just can't fulfill it. So the mitzvah isn't changed. The mitzvah is eternal. So to that, v'nimsa, ha-chazir ha-nimsa ba-olam utar u-mutar, ki yesh bo shnei simani tahara. Good. I saw a few weeks ago, I saw the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer asks, he says, if it's true that a pig is going to become like this in the future, so why isn't it a Davar Sheish L'Matirin, which is never Batel? It's a wild question. Right? Davar Sheish L'Matirin is going to have a heter, just like we know other Davar Sheish L'Matirin is that we discussed in Duran, the Dharm Nun Beis. So he has to say, like the Ben Yoyada says, right? No, this type of pig is not a Davar Sheish L'Matirin. This type of pig is always going to remain Aser. It's just that the future pigs won't be pigs. The future pigs will be kosher pigs, so to speak. Good. It relates to that whole suggestion of the Ben Yoda, relates to the issue of, are the simanim of kashrus siman or siba? Are they reflections or are they causes? Meaning, let's say, this is Lamaisa, they ask, certain types of fish. If I can create certain types of non-kosher fish by using whatever genetic ways to make them have kosher simanim, I can make them have fins and scales. Does that mean they're kosher? Or no? Do the simanim make them kosher? They are causes of kashrus. Or no? They are literally simanim. They reflect. No, this is a non-kosher item. Right? The Gemara in Chulin and elsewhere discusses, what if you have an animal that has a baby that looks like a different kind of animal? Right? You have a cow that looks like a horse. Right? But so it doesn't have kosher, it doesn't have split hooves. But it came from a mother that's kosher. So you know it's kosher. So is it a kosher or not kosher? Are they simanim, siman or siba, as is discussed? That relates to the issue of the pigs. If it came from a non-kosher pig, you still say, hayosi menatame tame. We'll have to ask Eliyahu Hanavi. Put it on the list of the questions. Okay, Vaiter. We continue. Again, this daf, as I mentioned before, is somewhat full. V'kol hani lamali, eighth to last skinny line. V'kol hani lamali, what do you need all three cases to teach me this message of you need a slicha v'kapara, lamali, tzrichin, why do you need all of them? D'i tana gabi isha, if you only had the case of the woman. That a woman who didn't know her husband was mefer, hasam hu d'vayi kapara v'slicha. Maybe there she needs kapara v'slicha, mishum d'mei ikara, li'isura ichavein. Because she had kavana to do an aveira. Right, she had kavana to drink wine. Aval chaticha savik shel chelav savik shel shuman de lehetera ichavein lo boy kapar v'slicha. But maybe in case number two, where the person didn't know he was doing an aveira, it was a show gig. So then maybe he does not need slicha v'kapara. Ve'i et marhada. And if you only hold that case, de'iki sir. If you only have case number two, but maybe there he mamish did an iser though. Possibly. Aval isha dehefer la baila, dehetera lo boy kapar v'slicha. But in case number one, where the woman really did not do an Avera, she just had Kavanah to do it, you don't need Kapar V'Slicha. So that's why you need first two cases. V'yedmar Hani Tarti, and if you only have the first two, Avamina, Hani Tarti, Udasagi Lohon, B'Kapar V'Slicha, those two, it's enough to have Kapar V'Slicha to Lo Ikvi Isura, because there is no Vaday Avera that was done. The first case, there was no Avera. The second case, there might not have been an Avera. But in the third case, you have two pieces of meat. One is not kosher, staring at you. So losagi lepa kapar v'slicha. So you might say it's not enough to have kapar v'slicha. You need to bring, do more. Kamash malan deloshna. Kamash malan, it still is enough. Still is enough. Is this all within Tanakhama? Or Yehuda might say you might get a Matas Darabanan. Might get Rabbinic. But this is all on a Daraisa level. We're all talking about it on a Daraisa level, which is the Kuliyama. Kuliyama. Period. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Once we're talking about Kavanas, when you do an Avera or not, so we branch out. Says the Gemara, my dechsev, ki yisharim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchu bam uposhtim yikashlu bam, the ways of Hashem are straight. The righteous will walk in them, and those who are negligent will stumble in them. So it sounds like from the pasuk that Hashem has a derech, and the same derech makes tzaddikim succeed and rishayim fail. So what are we talking about? So try number one. Even before we get to try number one, there is a well-known comment of the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda was very anti certain customs of the Hasidim. So one of them he was very anti was saying l'shem yichud before all the mitzvahs. The Hasidic custom of the same l'shem yichud in the muchan, the Noda B'Yehuda says that's why you have a bracha. You have a bracha. You don't need l'shem yichud. You have a bracha. So there are different various mitzvahs throughout Klal Yisrael that certain mitzvahs somehow had mazel of getting l'shem yichud. Sviras Omer, somehow that gets a l'shem yichud by people who don't say l'shem yichuds by others, and others other than in l'shem yichuds. Either way, so the Noda B'Yehuda has a tshuva about l'shem yichud in Yoredeya Simin Sadi Gimel, Chelak Aleph Simin Sadi Gimel, where he talks about. He was asked, I don't know who asked this question, must have been someone who did not know Ishita. He asks him about the proper nusach of l'shem yichud. That's what he asked to know the Yehuda. Okay. Al sheshal benusach l'shem yichud. Hinei bazeh ani meshiv. At sha'ata sho'alani nusach amiraso. Yose roi l'shol. Im no marki betov amiraso. Don't ask me what the nusach is. Tassi is if you should say it or not. He says at the end of the tshuva, the bracha is the hachana for the mitzvah. If there is no bracha, just say, I'm doing this l'shem shamayim. If you want to say that, that's fine. But the whole Kabbalah and l'shem yichud, that's what he's against. Ula daiti zera'a chole bidoreinu. V'al hadora shelefnei zmaneinu. Shelo yadu minusach zeh v'lo amaru. Right? Nobody said this before this generation. V'hayu amelim kol yameim b'tar v'mitzvahs. There's plenty of great lamdanim before. Hakol api tarv api poskim asher devrayim novim imikor mayim chayim yamat talmud v'chulu. Avo b'doreinu azei azvu astaras Hashem umikor mayim chayim shnei talmudim bavli rushalmi. What are they studying all day? Nobody's learning Gemara anymore, says the Noda B'Yehuda. They're learning other things. Nobody's learning Gemara. And then he quotes, what does this have to do with us? V'al hador hayasom azeh ani omer. So if you don't know a little Tanakh, you don't get what he's driving at here. V'yal adar yasam hazeh, ani omer, yisharim darchei Hashem. Tzadikim yelchu bam, v'chasidim yikashlu bam. He flips the line. He takes out the line of uposhim yikashlu bam, and he puts in v'chasidim yikashlu bam. So some later Noda B'Yehudas, they put back to uposhim yikashlu bam. But then it doesn't make sense what he's saying. Why is he quoting that pasuk here? But if, at least in my Noda B'Yehuda, that's what it says. V'harbi hayali ladaber, I'm just quoting in the Noda B'Yehuda. Obviously there are many thousands of Jews that say l'shem yichuds and think that they need that. That is a proper achana. Once you follow what the Rebbe says and zeo. But this is the usage of the Noda B'Yehuda. V'harbi hayali ladaber mizeh. I have a lot more to say. Aval kishem shemitzvah lomar davar anishma, kach mitzvah shelo lomar davar she'eno nishma, v'hashem yirachim aleinu. That's how he ends. And then at the end he says, the bracha is the hisorus, and if you don't have a bracha, v'chol davar, at the end. People think they're not supposed to say anything. No, the end of the Yehuda says, no, say the bracha. U'bracha hu hisorus adibor u'machshava, v'chol mitzvah she'ish bracha lefaneha, ein tzorach lomar shum davar lefaneha. Raka bracha. V'chol davar she'ena bracha lefaneha, ani noheg lomar b'fi, hineni oseh davar zeh l'kayim mitzvahs bari. V'uzeh daiv ein tzorach yoser. So you know what they'll say back to the Navi Yehuda? But the people of the early generation probably didn't even say that. We don't have any source for that. So just like that wasn't said, this wasn't said, and, you know, whatever, we're on a different level and we need Hachana for the mitzvah. Okay, that is the Navi Yehuda about this pasuk. Weiter. Second line. Mashal. So what is the mashal anyway? The Gemara says, the line of the ways of Hashem are straight, tzaddikim and poshim. Mashal, l'shnei b'nei Adam, shalot tzalu es pischeyem. There are two people that roasted their carbon Pesach. Echad achlu l'shem matzah, mitzvah. One person eats the carbon Pesach l'shem mitzvah. Ve'echad achlu l'shem achila gasa. And one ate it as an achila gasa. They were totally stuffed, and they ate it anyway. Zesh achlu l'shem mitzvah. But meaning, why is that this dafka the example given? Because Pesach is on the edge. Remember the halacha by Karan Pesach? It has to be nachal al hasova. What does al hasova mean? That doesn't mean after you're full. That means it makes you full. It satiates you. It's the end. You have to leave a little room, and this. So maybe this person went over the top. He didn't leave room. Well, and he didn't focus, and then he ate it anyway. So, Zeshachu l'shem mitzvah v'tzadikim yalchubam. The one who ate the Karan Pesach has a mitzvah tzadikim yalchubam. That's a tzadik. V'zeshachu l'shem achila gasa u'poshim yikashlubam. And the one who ate it l'shem achila gasa, that's a negligent person. Poshim yikashlubam. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reish Lakish. Hi, Rasha Karis Lei. Interesting that it's Reish Lakish talking, considering his background. You call this guy a Rasha? Because he ate the Karman Pesach without the proper kavana. Nehid deloka avid mitzvah min amuvchar. Pesach miyaka avid. Fine, he didn't do the best. He didn't do the greatest. But he did a mitzvah. Because he ate it in a lower way. You could call him a Rasha. Pesach miyaka avid. He did it. He did it a little bit. Says Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam in a few places in Shas. This is in Arvei Psachim. That's what Moses know it from. But Tosfos asks, this Gemara clearly says, if I eat something, l'shem achila gasa, I did a maisa achila. And I'm yotzei the mitzvah. I'm yotzei the mitzvah. That's clear, Reish Lakish. But if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, says Tosfos, if I eat achila gasa on Yom Kippur, I'm putter. Ask Tosfos. I don't understand. So that shows it's not a maisa achila. Is it a maisa achila or not? Our Gemara says it is a maisa achila. Tosfos over there, the Gemara in Yuma says it's not a maisa achila. Says Rabbeinu Tam, this is the source for all Brisker Torah right here. Says Rabbeinu Tam, two types of achila gasas. Tzvei dinim. Says Rabbeinu Tam. Leomer Rabbeinu Tam, detrei inyani achilas gasas yesh. There are two types of achila gasas. One type is, I'm full, but you know what, I eat anyway. That's an achila gasa that we're talking about in our Gemara. And that's a maisa achila. But then there's another type of maisa achila. There's another type of achila gasa, where I am totally stuffed. If I eat any other morsel of food, I'm going to throw up. It's going to make me sick. That's not a eating. And that's what the Gemara is talking about in Maseches Yuma. Two types of achila gasas. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chilek in the two. If you look in the Achronim give other answers to the question. There's another chilek, very mistaver chilek. Maybe there's a difference between a mitzvos and a veros. Right, who says they're the same requirement? Here we're talking about a mitzvah. Maybe by a mitzvah there's more flexibility. Even achila gasa is called an achila. The question is assuming there's the same definition, but maybe not. Over there we're talking about an avera by Yom Kippur. So maybe by an avera, so that's where you need a real formal maisa achila. And that, if you don't have it, you're not going to get punished. Rabbi Yaakov Emden also discusses what must be the case on Yom Kippur. You ate achila gasa on Yom Kippur, you're part of it, bored about everything up to the achila gasa. What about all the calories before? So it must be talking about a case where you ate your sudam afsekas achila gasa the second before, and then right when Yom Kippur starts, that's when you eat your extra. Right, pashas, that's the case. We don't think about achila. Right, what about everything else up till then? So anyway, Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses this on the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. But a message that we can take for us also is Chachamina Barosha. We should never eat achila gasas. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Shalashudis, you know, many times by Shalashudis, you know, we're like, oh, I can't, I have no space. So we like try to get on a bidyevid. We'll have some fruit. We'll have a cookie. No, we should just not eat dessert by the second meal. There's no excuse for not having one kazayas of challah. We have to be honest with ourselves and make sure that we take Shalashudis seriously. Like the Aruch HaShulchan says, Asid Litein Es Hadin, the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon is. The Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon. For those who don't take Shalashudis seriously. We have to leave room earlier in the day so that we have room. As we get into the winter months coming up, we have to make sure that we keep that in mind. Okay, so the Gemara says that can't be the pshat of the pasuk. Rish Lakish's kash is a good one, so we move on. Ela mashal shnei bnei adam. Give a mashal to two people. Ze ishto v'achoso imo ve'ishto imo. A person sleeping and it's a dark room and it's a slumber party and his wife's in the room and his sister's in the room and v'chulu and lazen is damna lo ishto, the one who was with his wife appropriately. Lazen is damna lo achoso, and this rachman alastan, the other guy, thought he was being with his sister, with his wife, and he was with his sister. Zeshet is damna lo ishto tzadikim yalchubam, v'zeshet is damna lo v'achoso. So maybe that's the case. With this one thing that happened, one guy did a great thing, one guy did a terrible thing. Says the Gemara again, me dummy. How again, that's not comparable to the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? Anan kamrinan chada derech. We're talking about one derech. Yisharim derech Hashem. Hacha shnei drachim. And here in that case, there's two women. There's a sister and a wife. So that's not parallel. So Ella, modify it and change it. Shot number three. Mashal lelot v'shnei ben Osav. The mashal to Lot and his daughters. Imo. Hange is kavnu l'shem mitzvah v'tadigim yachubam. Remember, the daughters of Lot, Chazal tell us, they were miskavnu l'shem mitzvah. They thought they were the only women left in the world. They thought the whole world was destroyed. So they think to themselves, why did Hashem leave us alive? It must be to have children. It must be, why else? So they were l'shem mitzvah. And that's why, Amon and Moav, David and Melech. So that's why that's tzaddikim yalchubam. The same act was done by Lot. He was not l'shem mitzvah. Hoshin is kavan l'shem aveira uposhim mikash luvam. He had kavana for an aveira, so therefore uposhim mikash luvam. So it was referring to Lot and his daughters. Says the Gemara, v'dilma ho'nami l'shem mitzvah is kavan. How do we know Lot had no good kavanas? How do we know? Tosfos says, v'dilma. Tosfos v'dilma. Shalom atzinu boshay yashatuf bezima. Okay, Lot. We never find that Lot was shot. He was into riches. Who says he was shot to Bezima? No raya otherwise. Says the Gemara, Amr Reb Yochanan. No, call a pasuk Chazal. Shem Aveira Ne'amar. Chazal darshan the whole pasuk in the context of an Aveira. Vayisa Lot, Vatisa. We have a Xer Shavat every phrase in the pasuk. Vayisa Lot, Vatisa Eishas Adona Vesaineha. We connect to Vayisa Lot to the eyes of Eishas Potiphar. Es einav ki hi ashra be'enai. We connect that to Shimshon, that he wanted the woman from the Plishtim. Vayar osa Shechem ben Chamor. We connect that to Shechem. Es kol kikar ha-yardein ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. Connected to that pasuk in Mishlei. Ki kula mashke elcha acharei ma'ahavai nosnei lachmi umeimai simri upishti shamni v'shikuyai. So that was all the drushes of Lot. So Lot wasn't good kavanas, and therefore what? There's no chiyuv to be dan l'kav schus. Though the Mishnah says, as we know, the mitzvah to be dan l'kav schus learned out from the pasuk of Betzedek Tishpon Amisecha, but when it comes to a Russia, Muxak Russia, there is no chiyuv to be dan l'kav schus. Finishing this up, v'hamenas anus! But wasn't he an onus? He was an onus. So how could Lot didn't know? He was drunk. His daughters made him drunk. Says the Gemara, not totally. Tana mishum Rabbi Yosi Rav Choni lama nukra vav uvikuma. Why does there are dots in the Torah on the top of the vav of uvikuma shel bechira of the older one? Lomar to teach me she b'shechva lo yada. He wasn't aware when he lay down with her of uvikuma yada, but he realized it in the morning. He realized what happened. Well, my havah l'mavet, my dahava havah. Boni, what should he have done? What happened? Happened. It already happened last night. Nafgamina dilafan yachrina lo ibay lemishdechamra. No, the next night he should have been more careful. So we fault him. We fault Lot. He wasn't an ones because he allowed himself to get into the situation of ones again the following night. All the Gzeira Shavas. So right, he wasn't ones and he didn't have good kavanis. So you don't have to be dalek haskulas him, and he wasn't an ones. It all fits together. All fits together. The Abu Draham in Purim discusses why there's a mitzvah of Chayiv Inish Levesume on Purim. It says Abu Draham, you look throughout the Torah, wine and drinking was not a good thing. Noach, Lot and his daughters. So all of a sudden, Chayiv Inish Levesume. So the Abu Draham says, first of all, many Rishonim say, it doesn't say anywhere that there's a mitzvah to totally lose yourself. You have to figure out what it means. Lo yada ben baruch han baruch mordechai. Levesume, meaning to drink. As a separate major topic. But the Abu Draham says, but you know why wine plays a role by Purim? Because all the Nisim happen through wine. And that's why the Mishnah, it happened through Mishnah, that's why Dafka there. Usually it's so antithetical to everything we believe in. And there are certain behaviors on Purim that are antithetical to what we believe in. But a certain basic idea of drinking is unique to Purim because of all of the Nisim that happened in the Mishnah Hayayin. Before we turn over, we have to mention, again, there's so much here. Again, Ahmed Beis also is jam-packed. We have to mention Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, remember what we're going to say? The Rav Moshe in the Hakdama to the posthumous volume, to the eighth volume of Rav Moshe, Chelek Ches, where he discusses the story quoted in Luban, the story they write here just to show what level some of the Jews were on in the previous door. B'tchilas charef tof reish pei beis. What is that, 1922? We had 40 years. Tof reish pei beis, beginning of the winter. Tof reish pei beis, there was somebody from the Balabatim in Rav Moshe Feinstein's Kehila in Russia that got sick. V'nafal ha-mishkav k'min choli muzar. He got a very strange illness. V'lashono hisnavcha b'fiv. His tongue started blowing up and it became huge. His tongue was out of his mouth. Kasher tagav le'ama, he was about to die. V'rabbeinu balavakro, Rav Moshe came to visit him. B'kesh ha-chola lo'ti kolish b'alav. The chola said, everybody else out of the room. Leave me here with Rav Moshe. Okay? So they left him here with Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe said, and he said, the guy says to Rav Moshe, let me explain to you why I'm sick. Right, last week was Parshas Vayera. Last week, Parshas Vayera, the daughters of Lot, Vechulu, I gave a Dvar Torah and I was mevaza them in very strong words. I disgraced them. I said, how could they do such a disgusting, terrible thing? Vechulu, Vechulu, v'dibar alein b'derach bizayon. That night, two women, Balayla hofia b'chalomo, shtei nashim zekenos ma'od. Two women, very old women, came to me in a dream. Sheroshanu p'neyem mechusin. I couldn't see their faces. And they said to me, they were the Benos Lot. Heino Sifu, Ba'amrlo Shishamu Estainaso. They said they came from the other world and they heard what he said. Ubo me olama emes la noslo. Heim ta'anu sho yecholos lomar. Shameachajim mishpachas Avram and Islo bedarchnes bestomo yotola vemaisas nus. First of all, we were saved by Avram Avinu. Second of all, our covenant is world of shame Shamayim. Evachulu vachulu. And they could have. Kacha yecholos lomar. Shinis Abram minashchina kavayachol. And they could have made up a whole story that we weren't with our father. It was a godly impregnation. Ulyase dad chadasha. We could have made a new religion, like Christianity did when Christianity started. And they said that Oso Ha'ish was created from God. They Karlo b'neim Amonu Moav. They dafka called their children Moav Me'av. So everybody realizes, no, it was Dafka from here, and we had good kavanas, l'shem shamayim. But because you treated us like this, you will die a terrible illness. And that was it, and he tells Rav Moshe, this is why I'm in this state, and a minute later he turns to the wall, and he dies. That's the story. Scary story. And when Rav Moshe Feinstein used to tell over the story, he used to say, he says, people from not so long ago were on this level that the Tanakh figures used to come to them. Unbelievable. Anyway, this is a story. Happened less than 100 years ago. When the Benos Lot came to him in a dream. Darash Rava, last line. What's the message of the story? I'm not sure. But either way, it's a story to tell over when you talk about Benos Lot. Darash Rava, my dechsev on the bottom line. Ach nifsha mikiryas oz, a rebellious brother. Ach nifsha mikiryas oz, is deprived of a strong city. Ooh, Midyanim kebriach armon, and the fights are stronger than the briach of the armon of the castle. What does that mean? Ach nifsha mikiryas oz, ze Lot shepirish me Avraham. What is the rebellious brother? That's talking about Lot. Lot is called the brother. He's separated from Avraham. Ooh, Midyanim kebriach armon. What does that mean? Shehitel Midyanim. See on the side, the girsa, Bein Yisrael la'amon, kibrichin va'armon. Lo yava amoniyam mo'avi b'kehal Hashem. Lot's actions paved the way for later Amon and Moav being totally separated from Am Yisrael. Pirsh. Darash Rav Avitei Merabi Yitzchak, Mai dechsev letava yavakish nifrad, u'b'chol tushia yizgala. What does that mean, letaiva yavakish nifrad? Taiva, when there's desire, it leads to separation. Zelot. That was Lot, who ultimately, right, his descendants were separated. Ubechal tushia yizgala, and every wisdom yizgala will be revealed. Shenizgale klono bebatiknasios bebatimidrashos. Their embarrassment, their shame is revealed in shuls and bate medrash. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Ammoni and Moavi, Asurin, v'isuran, Isser Olam. Right, they are Asur forever, Ammon and Moav. They are Asur, Isser Kohol. They are never allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos, Ubechol Tushia Yisgala, Tosfos says Tosfos, Bechol HaTorah Yisgala Klono, and all Torahs. What does it mean, all Torahs? B'shtei Toros, B'torah Shebichsav, Lo Yavo Ammoni Moavi, Tehainu Bate Knasios, when we lain it in shul, in Parshas Kiseitse, they're embarrassed, U'B'torah Shebal Peh, B'bate Midrashos, and in Daf Yomi, throughout the world, in Yavamis, Shoshonim Bo'em Ammoni Moavi, Asuran V'Yisuran, Isser Olam. So it says Tosos, that's what it means, they're embarrassed, in Torah Shebichsav, and Torah Shebal Peh. If you look in the Eitz Yosef, here, one of the commentaries found in the Ein Yaakov, the Eitz Yosef quotes an amazing custom. He says, "She'en locha." He quotes a medrash, Bracious Rabba, "Ubechol tushia yiskala she'en locha kol Shabbos v'Shabbos she'en korin ba parsha shalot." An ancient custom that they lain the parsha of Lot every Shabbos. Wow. The custom ki also yenogin lekros b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos gamke parsha shalot. The kasa of Benezer Hakodesh Lafisha Shabbos Hu Yom Oneg Shel Simcha Umishte V'Yesh Lachush Pen Yavou Lidei Shichrus Yoser Midai Kishichruso Shalot Ad Ki Yavou Lidei Michshol Avera Lafichach Tiknu Az Likros B'chol Shabbos Parsha Shalot Lahoros La'am Eich HaShichrus Mevi Lidei Michshol Va'avon. Ancient custom that they should do this. V'Achshav, says the Eitz Yosef, Bizmanenu Post Churban Abayis Arva Kol Simcha Lohusr Cholozeh. We don't need the Parsha of Lot. We don't need the Parsha of Lot, right? We already don't have enough, we don't have Simcha in our lives based on the lack of Beis HaMikdash, and therefore there is no need for that. Period. Omar Ula, Viter, Tamar Zinsa, Zimri Zina. Tamar, I was Mizana with her, father-in-law. Tamar Zinsa, Yatsin. What happened with Tamar when she was with Yehuda? Tamar Zinsa, Yasmin, and Malachim and Neviim. Amazing people came out of Tamar, right? Malchus based David. Why? Because she was L'shem Shemayim. Again, as we said before, she had a nevuah that she was supposed to have children from this family, and Yehuda wasn't giving her the other son, so that's why she went with Yehuda. Zimri Zina, and Zimri in Pinchas, Naflo Olav, Kamarivos mi Yisrael. See what terrible thousands and thousands of Jews died in battle because of what he did. Period. So this whole daf is all about the proper kavana, right? We started off with the Mishnah that spoke about the woman was having kavana to violate the Naziris. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Gedola Avera Lishma mi mitzvah shalo lishma. An Avera Lishma, an Avera that you do with proper kavana, meaning, right, the Mefarish says, L'shem mitzvah. If you do an Avera L'shem mitzvah, it's even greater than a mitzvah than you do shalo lishma. Says the Gemara, really? The Amar Yehuda Marav, La'olam. Always, Yasa Adam Torah Mitzvah Shafila Shalolishman. A person should involve themselves in Torah Mitzvahs, even Shalolishma. Should we talk Shalolishma? Balishman. Even if I'm not in the mood one day, I should still do it because if I do a Shalolishma, I'll get into good habits and eventually will turn into Lishma. So what does it mean? You see, it's even great to do something Shalolishma. So how can an Avera Lishma be better? So the Gemara says you're right. Ela Ema Kim Mitzvah Shalolishma. It's not better; it's equal. An Avera Lishma and a mitzvah shalol lishma are on the same level. Dichsiv, what is considered an avera shalol lishma? Tivorach minashim yael eishas chever akeini. Who should be blessed? Right, this is in Shiras Dvorah. Yael eishas chever akeini, the wife of chever akeini, right, from the descendants of Yisro. Minashim ba'oel tivorach. More than the women in the tent, she should be blessed. Ma nashim sheba'oel. Who are the women in the tent? Sarah Rivka Rachavaleh, the imos. You always find the word a tent by all the emos relating to their tznius, and Yael is in that category. What did Yael do? As the Gemara is about to explain, but we know Yael did an Avera Lishma. Remember Sisera, the terrible general. Sisera, who was battling and running, and Yael invited him into her tent, and she gave, the Pasuk says, she gave him some warm milk, and then he fell asleep, and then she killed him. But Chazal tell us, based on the following puzzle they're about to say, that she was Mizana with him in order to tire him out. Then he got exhausted, and then she was able to kill him. So that was an Avera Lishma. That was an Avera to save Klal Yisrael. So that's called an Avera Lishma here in the tent. And obviously, his mother was the one who cried 100 cries, which is why we do 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah, the Eim Sisra. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which is even before we get to Rabbi Yochanan, Tosas points out, in Brachas, Tosas Shemitoch, in Brachas it says, Ha'osik b'mitzvah shalol l'shma noach l'shlo nivra. If you do a mitzvah shalol l'shma, it's terrible. Better that you weren't created. So it says Tosfos, second time we have this today. Two types of shalol l'shma. Like we have two types of achila gases. Two types. One shalol l'shma is like, I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood. I'm doing it. Okay, then you do it then. But the other type of shalol l'shma is with bad kavana. I'm doing it. I'm learning a little bit so I can know enough to argue. I'm learning a little bit so I can cause problems to the nation. That's a shalol l'shma, negative shalol l'shma, which we cannot... which is not to be involved in at all. There is a Rambam, again, we're not going to go through it because we're not full time, but says the Rambam discusses, the Eglei Tal discusses this in his, in the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal. Remember we discussed a few days ago about the third part, the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal, the third part talks about Tful Yom, which we had last week. The first part talks about loving Torah when you learn it, and the highest levels when you learn, right? The middle part talks about the Rambam Shita. The Rambam never quotes Ha'osek b'Torah uv'mitzvot shalol l'shma, right? It's okay. Shemitoch shalol l'shma ba l'shma. The Rambam only quotes Ha'osek b'Torah shalol l'shma. He never quotes it by mitzvahs. He says, L'olam yasok adem b'Torah shalol l'shma. Shemitoch shalol l'shma ba l'shma. Why doesn't he quote it by mitzvahs? L'olam yasok b'Torah mitzvahs. That's where he connects it. Because Torah, you get Hana'ah. And Hana'ah takes the place of the l'shma. Right, so that's what he discusses there. Anyway, you can look at it. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sheva Bilas Bolos Arasha Bos Hashah. Seven times the Sisra was with her. Shenamar. But learned that from seven words. Bain, Ragla, Kara, Nafal, Shacha, Vechulu. There are seven words that we darshan that he was with her to tie her out. Ivaha Kamis Hanya Bin Bi'ila Delay. Didn't she get Hana'ah? Pleasure. So how can we say she did such a great thing? Amar Rabbi Yochanan called Tovasan Shal Rishaim Eina Ela Ra Eitzal Tzadikim. No. Anything to do with Rishaim is bad for Tzadikim. Shenamar, as it says by Yaakov, Hisham Alacha, Pen Tadaber Im Yaakov Mitovad Ra. Hashem warns Lavan, don't talk to Yaakov anything good or bad. Bishlamar Rashapir, fine bad. Ela Tov Mamaylo. Right? Why not good? Rashi quotes this. Ella la shramina tovaso rahi shramina. Anything to do with Lavan is bad regarding Yaakov Avinu. Tosfos discusses the Dimer Maskil Vaha. This is a huge topic we discussed this a couple of weeks ago, so we're not going to go back into it again. Tosfos discusses, what about Yarei Vayavar? What do you mean Yarei Vayavar? One of the big three Averis. What's going on here? How could y'all do that? Says Tosfos, Dimer Maskil Vaha, Esther Karka Olam. Maybe women have different types of rules in Gilei Arayos than men do, right? Passivity, right? But then those are but the Tzadik can still be Meshabecher. So now the question is, maybe she was doing it to save all of Klal Yisrael. So if you remember, we discussed 2 weeks ago, whenever you have, what is Yal an example of? A Maisa Avera Baratzon in a situation of Ones. Is that called Ones or is that called Ratzon? Esther, Yael. Are there differences between the two? Right, big discussion. There are shitas across the board, not for now, but this is Yael, this is a crucial discussion related to that. The Chacham Shlomo and the Nodeb Yehuda and the Maharik, all the tshuvas that we've come up again, but maybe we'll do it another time soon. Gufa, let's just finish up. Amar Rav Yudamai Rav, La'olam Yasak Adem Adar V'mitzvot Afilu Shalol Lishman, Shemidok Shalol Lishman Ba'al Lishman. Be involved in Torah mitzvahs even shalol l'shma. Why? She b'schar mem beis karbana sheikra balak harasha b'schus as a reward for the 42 karbanas that Balak gave when he was trying to get the Jews cursed. Yat zachav yat menu rus. Unbelievable. Rus came out from Moav, right, along with Eglon. V'yom Rabbi Yossi Rebbe Chanina. Rus bas beno shel Eglon melech Moav haisa. Rus was a descendant. Not literally a granddaughter. Tosfos says it's a descendant. It's many generations of Eglon. Right? Chazal say elsewhere. Why? Because Eglon stood up when Ehud came in about to kill him and asked, I have Dvar Hashem. I have something to tell you from Hashem. Eglon, though he was very large, he stood up, and because of that, that was Mizaki. And by the way, that's also one of the Makaras that we stand up for a Dvarship Akdusha. We learn that from Eglon Melech Moav. Period. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Sheyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekabeach Avilu Schar Sricha Noah. How do we know that Hashem does not withhold the reward of even a little conversation? The Ilu Bechira de Karisei Moav, the older one, who is somewhat Right, we just said before from Ramosha that it was a good thing that she called him Moav. But in another sense, it was kind of like embarrassing. So she said, Moav, Amr le Rachmana, Al Tatzar as Moav, Al Tiskar ba Milchama. Hashem says, don't fight wars with Moav. Milchama hu delo, Aval Tzuri, come and Tzarin onlay. You could cause them Tzaris. You could taunt them. Vilut Tzira, the younger daughter, to Karise ben Ami, right, a much more tsanua name. You're not allowed to start up with them at all. Kind of the opposite chazal. We just said that the older one was less tsanua, but now we say the older one was more into the mitzvah. A person should be mocked him and do a mitzvah with zrizus. Because of one night that the older one got before the younger one, she had four generations of malchus before the younger one. Why? Because Moav, right, that led to Rus and David HaMelech. So you had David HaMelech had, you had, as the, see on the, and the Mefarish on top, Oved Yishai David Shlomo, so already David was the king, and the younger one, Naamah HaAmonit, was the wife of Shlomo, who had a son, Rechavam. Rechavam was the king, but that was only after Shlomo. So David was hooked on a couple of generations before, right, Moav versus Amon. That was it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Vesha, the next couple of dafim will be put up from the last cycle. And again, everybody should have a chsiv chsima tova.